This is the Rocket Post-Game Podcast brought to you by the Animal Practice in Marion, Kentucky, Dr. Stephanie Call. Coach Starnes, another big victory. The Rockets are 2-0 after 2 weeks of the season. 27-14 was the final score in this Warrior Bowl. It was the sixth annual Warrior Bowl and the final Warrior Bowl game. Last of this series we'll play here. Had a dozen games over six seasons, and it's been a good run, and way to put an exclamation point and beat Hopkins Central to win this last one.
Yeah, Chris, we were excited about it. First and foremost, I have to say thank you to National Guard for their partnership the past 6 years. It's been an outstanding run, and we appreciate it. It's unfortunate, however, that we can't find another team that wants to play in the Warrior Bowl to continue it, because, you know, we would like to do that, but obviously we can't. We haven't found one, so we elected to go ahead and eliminate the Warrior Bowl. But, you know, we appreciate their support and their help and their partnership, and it's been a good run. We did receive a banner from the National Guard that said Crittenden County in the Warrior Bowl, and he did point out to us that it was a pretty good accomplishment that we won all six of the Warrior Bowl games. And so, you know, we appreciate that. And this was a big one for us. And I'm going to tell you, we were worried about this game. And I know all the hype has been on Hopkins Central not winning any games and 0-27. But, you know, you saw as well as I do, if you give a team a little bit of momentum, a little bit of light, then they expect it, and they play a little bit harder. And, you know, we had opportunity in the first half to put them away, and I think that we failed to do that.
There in the second quarter, we were marching down the field. We were in the red zone or pretty close. I believe we were about the 20-yard line. And you thought you had a good shot at it. We talked about this earlier about instead of putting 3 points up, you thought you'd just go for it. And you went for it on third. I think you threw a pass on third down and then came back and on the shotgun snap on fourth down. Nick kind of had trouble getting a hold of it, and then he threw the interception. It goes the other way. What was the play? Did you see something on that third down play that you thought was there?
Well, I mean, be quite honest with you, going through my mind is we can put this ball game away, and I know we could have attempted a field goal at that point. But again, I was looking at the possibility if you get a field goal blocked and they can pick it up and score and go the other way and change the complexion of the game. So it ended up being that way through an interception. And so, you know, our concern is that, you know, you just don't throw an air pass, don't throw it up and, you know, take it and let our defense play. They were playing well at that point. So, you know, it's just mistakes that we made. We have to get better at it. But it was a matter of us trying to put the game away early because, like we said, you know, you give momentum to a team like that, and they believe that they can win and have a chance to win. We almost had them where they didn't want to play anymore. Their heads were down, and if we'd have scored that one time right there and gone up 21-0, I think that it would have been a lot different ball game.
Coach Wheeler, are you satisfied with the defense? You held these guys to two touchdowns in the game, and one of them was obviously on this returned interception. So, otherwise, 6 points.
But, you know, I'm pleased with our defense, and we had less missed tackles this week, so I think we improved on what we needed to from last week. You know, we did give up the touchdown, a long run, and then, you know, I watched that play several times over the weekend, and you look, and we had it right at the line of scrimmage, if not behind it, if we had linebackers attack downhill and it stops it. And the only thing that really concerned me was the fact that our kids, you know, they watch so much film just like we do, and you know what they're going to do, and we keep telling them what they're going to do, and they do exactly what we're telling them to do, and then we still make a few mistakes. And, you know, I thought just not offensively but defensively, several times we had our foot on their throat. And, you know, it'd be third down. We didn't own third down. And then they go for it on fourth and get it. So there's still a few things we're going to have to iron out, but we'll continue to get better.
Good performance by linebacker Dylan Hollis, 6 solo tackles and 7 assists. And I think he was a defensive player of the game. But now Coach Wheeler, he's a little hurt, isn't he?
Yeah, he looks a little shaky on the film. And the thing is, from what I heard after the game, was he took a helmet to his back, so it's not – the same back injury from last year that seems to be a little bit chronic on him. So, you know, at least if that's the case, you know, hopefully he can get a lot of ice baths and take care of it. And then with our bye week, hopefully everybody be healed up because we have a big game against Union coming up.
Offensively, Coach Starnes, who was the player of the game?
It was Lane Wallace, obviously.
Pretty easy choice.
Yeah, and you know, I'll say that that I felt like the offensive line did a great job. I thought that Adam Beavers, a freshman, did an outstanding job blocking, and he's been a great surprise for us. Mm-hmm. And
caught his first pass.
Yeah, and we're glad to see that, and he's maturing beyond his years, and so that's what we like to see. But I tell you what, you know, watching the film and out there Saturday night, what I thought is just Lane Wallace just ran with a passion. I mean, he just ran through tackles and stuff like that. So, you know, at one point, I think he drugged two or three guys in the end zone. Yeah. And, you know, so that's what we have to have. And to speak on the linebackers, what Coach Wheeler was saying is, you know, they played decent, but they can play a lot better. We're going to have to play better. And we're making false steps, and we're not playing down the hill. We're playing sideways. We're jumping up inside. We're stepping inside. And that's on me, and I'm the linebacker coach. So we got to get that taken care of and figure out why that's happening. But we have to do our responsibility and do it the way that we're coached to do.
Lane Wallace, of course, rushed for 215 yards, had four touchdowns. That puts him in some pretty good company. Thanks to Andy Hunt, he's gone back and dug out some history here. The only players to rush for more than 200 yards in a game and score at least four times was Jeremy Serena, Rodney Robertson, Ronnie Moss, and Jimmy Hopper. So all those are Hall of Fame type guys, and great job by Wallace, especially there. I thought fourth quarter when you did start pounding the ball there, just running powers, and just it looked like he just was. You couldn't stop him.
That's what we said. I mean, he put the game on his shoulders, and he did an outstanding job. But you know, he had to have blocking up front in order for that to happen as well. So you know, the offensive line and the fullback Dylan Hollis, they did a good job opening some holes mm-hmm. for him. But you know, I just thought that Lane ran with a passion to not let the first person bring him down. And he's a big, strong kid. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to have that more of that, and we're going to have to continue to do that.
He is a big, strong kid. And I just want to tell you this little real quick, how courteous he is. Just when we were – before we'd scored our last two touchdowns, you know, really needing down by one, and Lane was on the sideline, I walked by and said, well, Lane, let's go. Keep going. Go get. He said, "Yes, sir. I'll take care. We'll do it right now." You know, that's what. Yeah, yes, sir.
You know, he's a super kid, and not just that, Chris. But you know, he was the MVP of the game, and they called him out to go get the trophy or the plaque exactly. afterwards. And you know, he said it wasn't about him, that he couldn't do it without his teammates. Mm-hmm. So he called everybody over there to get the trophy for as well as him. So you know, it just shows the character that he has, and he's an outstanding young man.
Also, defensively, had some other performances. Travis McKinney, he was your lineman of the week as selected by the coaching staff, but he had three solo tackles, two assists, a sack, calls fumble, and a fumble recovery. So it was his fumble that led to that last touchdown, really put the game away.
Yeah, and we thought it was, and he continues to play well, and I think he was the lineman of the week last week as well, and plays hard both offense and defensively, and so I thought he was a big difference in the ball game. I thought he controlled the line very well, his side of where he lines up, and therefore make things happen. And because of that, we were able to put it away.
And I think he got a little dinged at the end too, didn't he? Went and gets a checkup, but he's okay.
I got word that they thought that he could be just a little bit dehydrated. He had a headache, so we just had to make sure that he didn't have a concussion, because you and I know that's a bad thing, and yeah. we want to make sure that we don't put him back in there too early. But apparently we've got the all clear and got a release from the doctor saying that he's okay.
Well, I know this is a good win. Beat Hopkins Central, a team that is coached by former Crittenden County Rocket himself, Marshall Enoch, and it's always good to get a win no matter who you're playing, and especially here in the bowl game and in front of the home-friendly crowd. And as we said, this will be the last season for the Warrior Bowl. And any plans next year early? Any bowl games? What's on the radar?
No, we already have our schedule set unless it's changed by one of the other teams, and there's not a bowl game on there. But that's not to say maybe in the future that we can't try to bring this back and see if we can get some teams to play in it. Because, as a coach, I enjoyed having a home game, watching other teams play, and I think that our community and our fans enjoyed that as well. So it's still up in the air, and hopefully we can get something like this again.
Any final thoughts? I know we have a week off here. You got a bye week, then we'll come back and play Union County the following Friday night.
Well, I mean, it's just a week for us to get better, to get well. And, we know that the Union County is going to run some options, so we're going to have to prepare for it and get ready for that. They're a good, solid football team, and we're going to have to make sure we're disciplined.
Coach Wheeler, anything? Any closing comments?
No, I just want to say that I thought Nick Greenwell really played well. I mean, if we get more people playing like him, we'd be set, and nothing to worry about. All of our little mistakes, we'll definitely get them ironed out this week, and I'm looking forward to playing Union County this year.
And I also say that what I saw out there was more emotion than what we did the first game, and excitement. When a kid make a play, then other people got excited. So it's coming around. It's getting better, but we're not where we need to be right now.
Well, it's certainly not going to get any easier with Union County coming up next. We'll see Steve Carter's team 1 week from Friday night. So until then, we'll see you out at the Rocket Field getting better, Coach.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.